Shmuel Aleph Perikov Tes. As we have learned in the previous program, David and his men were living in Siklag. David had gained King Achash's trust, where Achash had made David his personal bodyguard. Achash was preparing for war against the army of King Shaul. This parak, we will see how the generals of King Achash's army did not want David fighting on their side, because David was a member of Yisrael, and therefore the generals felt David cannot be trusted. The Plishtim mobilized hundreds of thousands of soldiers to attack King Shaul's army. King Shaul was encamped in Yisrael, while the Plishtim were located in Afekah. David and his men were traveling together with the Plishtim and were located in the rear. And Pasuk Gimel, it says, "Vayomu Sarei Plishtim, Maha Ivrim Ha'ele." And the general spoke up and said, "What are these Hebrews doing with us?" Just notice how Klal Yisrael is called Ivrim, and in many places they're called Ivrim, after Avram Ha'ivri, Avram from the place of Ivr, from Aver Hayarden. But Derech Drush, it's explained that every Yid has the ability to traverse and go over even the darkest places. So when you may find yourself in a more than a compromised situation, a person should know and take to heart that as a Yid, they have the ability to transcend and traverse and go to the other side and come close to Hashem, no matter where they are. As it says, Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo, Hashem's kavod and glory fills the entire land. No matter what, Hashem can be reached no matter where you are in life. King Achash had defended David. King Achash related, "David has been loyal to us all these years and is not suspect." Nevertheless, Achash's generals insisted David not be trusted and allowed to fight alongside of them. Achash then excused David from their side. Achash related to David, "You, David, have done no harm. I personally would have let you fight alongside of my men. However, my generals have objected. David, go in peace." David then reluctantly protested and then was absolved, as it says in Pasuk Tes, "Vayan Achash vayomer el David," and Achash said to David, "Yadati ki tov ata, I know that you are good. Be'enai kemalach Elokim, in my eyes, you are like an angel of God. Achsarai aplishna amu lo yalu menu b'machama." But my generals, the Plishti generals, they do not want you to come up with us for war. Note, Achash compared David to an angel. We get a glimpse into David's outstanding character, where even King Achash was able to recognize David indeed was a man of God. The Avraham adds, David was in a tough predicament on how to handle the situation. Obviously, David had not wanted to go to war against Yisrael. The conversation that took place between Achash and his generals was a nace and a miracle from Hashem in order to spare David. The parak ends in Pasuk Yud Aleph. David and his men were told to return home and were disbanded from the army. David left the next morning. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.